It's Press Conference Extra. I am Neil Atkinson, not Andy Heaton. Andy has an otherwise engagement at short notice, which means that we do have Neil Jones. But we also are delighted to be joined by Rob Gutman for this one, because it occurred to me that Rob had done no previews of what is Liverpool's biggest game of the season so far. Neil, you were in the press conference, and I was struck by his mood, in that he was determined to be very clear how much he's looking forward to the game. That was the thing for me, first, second, third, almost everything that was out of his mouth. He's not that far away from being an advert, and I'm not against it. You know, yeah. I think it's really suggestive.
Yeah, he does it quite a lot, doesn't he? I've heard him say it a few times. I think it probably is the City games, isn't it? He says, wherever I would watch this, if I wasn't involved, you know, I'd get your sort of popcorn, get on the couch and enjoy it. I think the Brentford result makes a big difference to it, doesn't it? That you're going in with a bit of wiggle room. You know, the idea that a draw is not a bad result, a defeat's not the end of the world, you know, depending on the circumstances. But I do think that he quite likes the idea that he feels like he's got the weapons this time around. I think when we went there in, what was it, April, I think Liverpool lost by the scoreline. I thought they might have lost almost 4-1 or 3-0. I thought that was what it would be. I think Jürgen probably went into that game thinking we're not going to win today. I think he probably feels going into this one, especially given some of the international performances as well from some of the players, that, do you know what, I won't mind finding out a little bit about my team here, and I think he thinks we're going to see how good they are.
I think the finding out a little bit is dead interesting, Rob, because I agree with Neil. I think that's part of... I think we think at times managers, certainly in the first half of seasons, they're set in stone as to who's good, who's bad, how this will perform, how this will go. Whereas I think you can make a bit of a case that all the time for managers, things are learning enterprises. And I thought that also came across today. He is going to find out a thing or two. He doesn't know all the answers. You know, I enjoyed his if we play well, if we don't play well, if all of that sort of stuff is... It to me just suggests that he's still learning himself, and he's excited about the learning as much as the excitement about the game. But it is an excitement, it's not a trepidation.